I do that.
Minutes of March 5th. I'll make a motion to accept.
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Gray. Any discussion?
You weren't here last time, were you, Mr. Gray?
I thought I was. I was thinking about that.
I'll abstain, excuse me. Someone else can.
I'll make a motion.
Attorney Sinetti.
He just wants to go fast.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Well, we have new business because I made an error. I had gotten an email asking for continuance. Is that, I'm trying to think what it was.
I'm not going to.
Wait a minute, we have.
No, I think he asked.
So we're still on the minutes.
We have to vote on the minutes.
Oh, the minutes, I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No, new business. Okay. Somebody had asked for a continuance and it was denied. And after a couple of times back and forth, he had said that he wanted to withdraw his case. I missed that. We did hear that case last, well, we did hear that case last hearing and voted in favor of the issuing authority by default because he didn't show. Well, he had withdrawn his case. So he really should not have been on our agenda at all because he withdrew.
So would you amend the minutes to?
So I can amend the agenda for March 5th. And then just make note of it that, you know, we'll amend it and vote on it again, I guess, at the next hearing.
Is that the Baker, the Baker case, is that the Baker case that was in the file?
No, no, it's on our agenda.
O'Neill, I think it was O'Neill.
Because there was a case in the packet that wasn't on the agenda.
Yeah, because it had been withdrawn.
Oh, we didn't pull them, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's right. He had withdrawn his case.
Oh, okay, different case, yeah.
It was O'Neill. It was from March 5th, not this case. What are you looking at?
No, because I'm just thinking, what's the case you have on the minutes?
25070.
Right?
On the.
On the agenda, I mean, I'm sorry, that we're talking about.
Correct. 25-70070, which was, let me look at the minutes, hold on.
Oh, maybe, oh, I'm at the wrong spot. Never mind, you're right.
No, let me look.
No, you're at 25070. Yep.
Oh, a minute, hold on, 070.
No, I was looking at some, we're good.
070, yep. So issuing the, it was a revocation. We voted in favor of the issuing authority by default, which was my error. We should not have. He should have not been on our agenda at all because he withdrew his case. So do we take a motion for that, that we can agen?
Agen the amendment.
So hold on.
But we don't vote when somebody withdraws. You know, they just.
No, but what happened is we had a.
It is an approved motion.
Yeah, we had an adverse in-person.
It's right, it's right.
So I'm just trying to figure out how to articulate the motion here.
Yeah.
So I.
Motion to revise the minutes.
Well, I would make a motion to, oh, now I have it. Everybody has a say. I think we have to.
Clarify that the case was.
Not clarify, to do away with. I got the wrong word today.
Omit.
Yeah, omit or the vote regarding 25-070-R.
Mm-hmm.
It's vacated.
Yeah, vacate that. That's a better word. Vacate that vote.
So we're going to vacate vote.
Yep. And.
And amend.
And, well, I don't think we have to. Well, it'll be the minutes for today's case, for today's hearing.
Yeah. So I don't do anything with March 5th?
No, I would not. No, because it's based on today's.
In today's minutes.
In today's minutes.
Okay, so vacate the vote for March 5th.
Based on the fact that the appellant had actually.
Withdrawn his case.
Permit the appellant to withdraw.
Yeah. And so there's no, you know, no adverse inference regarding that case.
Vacate vote to March 5th to.
And also, and a note to.
Shouldn't there be an annotation to those minutes then to clarify that? Because if somebody went back and just looked at that report, they wouldn't know what we did today.
I could amend the minutes.
Or just make it.
You could say amended, see.
See this date. Make an annotation in last month's to please, for case this, please see comments or, yeah, today's date.
Minutes on March 19th.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, okay.
That way it's clear in both places.
Correct, right. So I can make, right, I'll make that notation on the March 5th minutes and then notate it on March 19th.
And just an email to SLFU.
I will.
Okay, thank you.
And to Doc Nancy's pay for it.
No.
You'll take your stipend. I'd recommend that the minutes from 3/5 reflect in your annotation what actually happened, because if someone goes back and sees that, they may not go to the next one. So I would put that case was actually withdrawn.
Okay.
Just so it doesn't, you know.
On March 5th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd put the details in both.
I'll do it in the italic, so I can do that. Sorry, I failed my job.
2026 Connecticut withdrawal.
And sort of under, I guess it's under new, I don't know if it's under old or new, but as of, so we always have a concern regarding our backlog. And we've had several requests for continuances solely based on the request of the appellant to put their case out past if they have a pending criminal matter. We're getting requests by the appellants to put their case out so those criminal matters can be resolved prior to their hearing. Usually for grant or continuance, it's several reasons. One is if the state suddenly has a witness issue, or the PD has an issue regarding attendance for a very good reason. If the issuing authority and the appellant agree on a continuance, so they will successfully resolve the case.
Yeah.
Usually, and it's always in favor of the appellant. Yeah. So those are always granted when they're going to work it out, or provide time for the appellant to get documents so they can resolve those cases. That's always in favor of the appellant. And in cases for the appellant, if they have very legitimate medical documents or something like that.
They're ill,
things like that.
I absolutely agree with this. However, they have been on my backlog for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So should there be a timeline, we'll give you 6 months, and if it's still not I just feel like.
So let's just one thing you're
yeah,
jumping
sorry.
In. So
sorry,
I
sorry.
Just want to make sure I'm
my husband.
Going with the spirit of the board and denying those cases of people who have an AR, and I want my AR to get resolved. We're trying to shorten our caseload. Mm-hmm. As we shorten our caseload, more and more, especially revocations, are going to come up. I still have my pending AR. We had one that wanted another year for that AR to be resolved, and I'm denying those.
Yeah, I don't think we should allow those.
Yeah,
in judging when someone's case may or may not be done, or court dates change.
Particularly
there's so many things.
Yeah, they're going to keep pushing them out. And
they don't see the tentative date either, so they don't realize, we're going to push you up.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's probably better for the appellant in the long run, because they can reapply.
They can probably get it decided
long before they get another hearing, especially if they're talking about going out a year. So.
But that's, I just want to make sure that's sort of in the spirit of what the board is looking for as far as what
sounds
we're doing. Okay, that's it. That was my thing. Nancy now can chirp in.
Like I said, this guy that wants his case held until March of 2027.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 2.5 years
on
our backlog. Why would we do that?
And especially, we are under scrutiny for our backlog anyway, in general.
Talk to the auditors.
And the bottom line is the person did a no-no to begin with, so.
Yes, we didn't invite them here. There's a reason.
Yeah. That's
all I have. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
So who?
Okay, so who? I'm sure for who?
Attorney Sinetti. Seconded by Colonel Overton.
Yeah. Sinetti was the one that voted.
Sinetti was the second.
Sinetti, and